I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. This common perennial's Latin name means eagle, for the spurs on the flowers. The common name also means dove, for when you flip over the flowers, they look like doves sitting around a fountain. What native wildflower is this? It's aquilegia, or columbine. I love the wild Canadian columbine that sprouts up in our rocky ledges every spring. The yellow and red flowers are showy against the rocks. Columbine are tough plants. They're hardy to zone 3, and you'll find different species of this native from Mexico to Canada. In garden centers, it's the hybrids that stand out. Bred for larger sized flowers with different colors, hybrid columbines can put on a show in a perennial flower garden in early spring. Look for hybrids such as Macana with its red, yellow, and blue colored flowers, Cameo with a mix of flower colors on 6 to 8 inch tall plants, and Clementine for its double flowered blooms. Plant columbine in full sun or part shade. They like a moist, rich, well-drained soil, just like in the forest. Most plants grow 1 to 2 feet tall and don't like being divided. Deadhead spent flowers to prevent them from self-sowing unless you want your columbine to naturally spread. Remember, though, that seedlings from hybrids will not come true to color, and you're likely to get 1 or 2 dominant colors next year. Columbine have few pests, but one that's very noticeable is the leaf miner. This fly lays an egg on the columbine leaf. The larvae tunnels between the walls of the leaf. If severe, the leaf will yellow and die. Pick off and destroy infected leaves, and for heavy infestations, cover the plants with a floating row cover until flowering. And now for this week's tip. Try growing some of your own celeriac this summer. This celery-flavored root should be started indoors now for transplanting in 8 weeks. Thin your seedlings to 1 per pot. Keep well watered, and once established, they're easy to grow. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about persimmons. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.